This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. Located in South Carolina's scenic Sand Hills region, the small town of Macbee is celebrated for its railroad heritage and rich farmland.
Macbee is known for our peach farms. We're surrounded by a lot of agricultural land.
That's Samantha Dutton, a registered nurse at Macbee Elementary School.
We're a very rural school, smaller school for Chesterfield County. Typically, when I get to school, I start seeing students almost immediately some days.
Dutton says her office is a revolving door with students coming in constantly.
I also give scheduled daily medicines every day. Students come into my office and take those and go back to class.
When children need primary care services or chronic care management, Dutton schedules a telehealth visit with Stacy Cassidy, a telehealth family nurse practitioner with Care South Carolina.
Okay, have you been coughing or had a runny nose?
In the nurse's office, a large monitor is mounted on the wall, displaying a live feed of Cassidy, similar to a FaceTime call. Cassidy sees the student, who is seated directly in front of the monitor.
Now we're going to take a listen to your heart and lungs real quick, okay?
With special attachments, including a digital stethoscope and peripheral camera, Cassidy is able to complete a full assessment virtually.
Do you have any ear pain with that?
All of our schools now have the wall mounts, which have peripheral cameras. So the peripheral cameras allow me to see in the ears and their throats to listen to their heart and lungs.
There we go. Can we say, ah, like we're singing? Ah. Good job. Can we look up that nose a little bit?
I get really spoiled using the equipment versus being in the office because the cameras are so clear that I get a much better view using the cameras than I do using the otoscopes in the office most of the time.
Cassidy says school-based telehealth increases access to primary and specialty care for students and cuts down on absenteeism.
The telehealth program is four counties that we serve. It's Dillon County, Marlborough County, Chesterfield County, and Lee County. And currently we have 37 schools. So we have a good bit of schools and we have plans to add some more.
The benefits of school-based telehealth also extend to educators. Tiffany Besch is the literacy coach at Macbee Elementary School.
I know several teachers have also used telehealth for themselves, and that has been really helpful to have prescriptions called in. We don't have to take time off, find somebody to cover our classrooms. Staff has really responded to it well.
Two of Besch's own children attend Macbee Elementary and use the telehealth program.
It has been super convenient to be able to have a doctor's visit while they're here at school, especially for things that I don't feel like are necessarily contagious. Macbee is a very rural area, so there are no doctor's offices right here. So you either have to travel to another town over to Hartsville or Chesterfield, Sherrall, somewhere else to be seen, especially because there's nowhere that's right here in town to be seen. It's such a great option to have that, to be able to see virtually, but also to make it feels just like you're actually being seen in person.
In South Carolina, the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance supports more than 290 school-based telehealth sites, spanning 29 counties. I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.